Hello, I'm Matt Lucas, president of Our Daily Bread Ministries. We're so thankful to be a part of your regular devotions as you spend time in God's Word by listening to and reading Our Daily Bread. As a regular listener, you're accustomed to the devotion being read first and then the scripture reading. Many of you, however, have expressed a desire to hear the scripture reading first. We've heard you. And with this new year, we're introducing an updated edition of the audio that begins with the scripture reading. You'll also notice some additional elements that we hope will encourage a deeper engagement with scripture, helping you to grow closer to Jesus. And as you listen, you can know that millions of people are reading, reflecting, and responding to scripture with you every single day. Thank you for being a part of this mission to make the life-changing wisdom of the Bible understandable and accessible to all.
Bethlehem, out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people Israel. Matthew 2, verse 6.
Welcome to today's encouragement from Our Daily Bread. Little Town of Bethlehem was written by Allison Keita and read by Rochelle Traub.
Matthew chapter 2, verses 1 through 11. After Jesus was born in Bethlehem in Judea, during the time of King Herod, Magi from the east came to Jerusalem and asked, "Where is the one who has been born King of the Jews? We saw his star when it rose and have come to worship him." When King Herod heard this, he was disturbed, and all Jerusalem with him. When he had called together all the people's chief priests and teachers of the law, he asked them where the Messiah was to be born. "In Bethlehem, in Judea," they replied, "for this is what the prophet has written. But you, Bethlehem, in the land of Judah, are by no means least among the rulers of Judah, for out of you will come a ruler who will shepherd my people, Israel." Then Herod called the Magi secretly and found out from them the exact time the star had appeared. He sent them to Bethlehem and said, "Go and search carefully for the child. As soon as you find him, report to me so that I too may go and worship him." After they had heard the king, they went on their way, and the star they had seen when it rose went ahead of them until it stopped over the place where the child was. When they saw the star, they were overjoyed. On coming to the house, they saw the child with his mother Mary, and they bowed down and worshipped him. Then they opened their treasures and presented him with gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh. Little Town of Bethlehem, written by Allison Keita. Phillips Brooks wrote the lyrics to the beloved carol, "O Little Town of Bethlehem," after visiting Bethlehem. Brooks, pastor of a church in the United States, was so moved by his experience that he wrote this to his Sunday school students. "I remember on Christmas Eve when I was standing in the old church at Bethlehem, close to the spot where Jesus was born, when the whole church was ringing hour after hour with the splendid hymns of praise to God, how again and again it seemed as if I could hear voices that I knew well, telling each other of the wonderful night of the Savior's birth." In 1868, Brooks put his thoughts into a poem, and his church organist set it to music. The song spoke stillness and peace into the unsettling aftermath of the American Civil War. "O little town of Bethlehem, how still we see thee lie. The hopes and fears of all the years are met in thee tonight." Matthew wrote of our Savior's birth in Bethlehem in Matthew 2. When the Magi from the east followed the star to Bethlehem, they were overjoyed to find Jesus. Today, as we celebrate Epiphany, we too need the glorious news of our Savior's birth. As the hymn reminds us, He came to cast out our sin and enter in and be born in us. In Him, we find peace. Let's pray. Lord, we thank you for the gift of your Son, whose birth brings joy and peace to our hearts. As we celebrate Epiphany, may we sense your indwelling presence and give you praise and honor for saving us from our sins and for restoring us to a right relationship with you. It's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
As you go about your day, reflect on these questions. Where in your life do you need the peace the Savior offers? What aspect of Jesus' story touches you most?